Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Sean O'Hara on the show in about 12 minutes. We'll see if he gives the Redskins any chance to beat the Seahawks. This is suddenly being viewed as an insurmountable task and one that the Redskins won't be able to execute, that they just cannot beat Seattle. I'm starting to get that feel. You play them 10 times, you lose 10 times. I have not felt that way about this game all season. Now, with each week that's gotten closer over the last month, I felt worse and worse about the game. Because if you go back to the start of the year, the Seahawks were terrible. They lost in week one. They barely beat the 49ers by 3 points in week two. They lost in week three. So they could have easily been 0-3. Then they were playing the Colts on Sunday Night Football. I remember watching that game. Mm-hmm. And at halftime, I believe they were down. If not, they were even. But they ended up blowing them out, outscoring them by almost 30 in the second half. And that's when their season kind of turned around. The next week, they played a one-possession squeaker with the Rams. They beat up on the Giants, and they barely beat the Texans this past week, but a game where they played well, and it was just a masterpiece of NFL action. Point being, their record right now, 5-2, is better than they actually have been overall this season. If you were going to say they could either be 6-1 or 4-3, they're more a 4-3 team. They should be heavy favorites at home. You don't go to Seattle and beat them at CenturyLink. The Redskins are also so injury-riddled right now that just being able to mount a really challenging and formidable effort is going to be difficult. So for all of those reasons, I don't have the Redskins beating the Seahawks. I think they probably end up losing by 10 or 12 points, maybe 13, something like that. And if they played this game 10, they may lose 7 or 8. But Seattle is not your older brother Seahawks from 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, this is not a 14-2, 13-3 Super Bowl-bound juggernaut. And I think people are overrating them a little bit.
Yeah, they've done this, though, the last couple years, where they've started off really crappy. And by the way, they play more people in the preseason than most other teams do. So it's an interesting thing. Like, New England doesn't play anybody. They start off crappy. Seattle plays everybody. They've started off poorly. They've done this for a couple times. They were still 7-1 at home last year, for example. Arizona beat them in a crazy 34-31 game. They're really, really good at home. They're really, really good on turf.
The Redskins, I'd feel much better if they were playing at FedEx.
Yeah, the Redskins aren't particularly good in either of those cases. They're not good away from home. They're not good traveling all the way across the country to Seattle. They're injured. They're banged up. I just can't see it happening. I think people haven't quite crowned Seattle yet, but maybe there's a bit of a track record where you go, okay, now they're back closer to doing what they're doing. They can't run the ball either. Their running back situation is a disaster. Their offensive line, now Dwayne Brown's going to help them. They made that trade at the deadline, a really smart acquisition. They'll be better as he takes over and gets comfortable. But their weakness right now is the fact that you drop Russell Wilson back to pass, and he's got to scramble around and make amazing plays improvisationally because no on-schedule plays are working for them. That, at least, was the early season case. They've started to get better. They're throwing the ball really well. Richardson's emerged as a nice player to complement Doug Baldwin, who's a bona fide number one. They're good. And defensively, you know what they can do stopping the pass, and the Redskins can't run the ball. So, to me, this is a pretty good team. I think they're the second-best team in the NFC right now behind Philadelphia.
I do, too, but I think that says a lot more about the NFC.
I do, too.
I mean, because the Rams are 5-2 and played them step for step. The Redskins beat the Rams. Now, that's not the way the league works. It's not linear, as we talk about all the time. If you go inside some of the numbers, the Seahawks have the number 10 offense in the NFL. But here is where I feel okay about the Redskins' defense this week. They're terrible running the ball. They're good passing the ball. Mm-hmm. 27th in rushing offense, including less than 5 yards this past week. They've had a bunch of injuries at the running back position. 9th passing the ball. Where are the Redskins better, stopping the run or defending the pass?
Were they better? They've been better.
There's an easy answer. You're overthinking it.
I would say they've been better early on in the season stopping the run, but that's not the case anymore.
They're better at defending the pass. They gave up 150 rushing yards this past week, and they've had problems the last 2 weeks stopping the run. They've got Josh Norman, Bashaud Breeland if he's healthy. Quentin Dunbar is playing pretty well. And an improved secondary now defending the pass. I think their best bet is against teams not like Dallas, who ran for over 150 against them last week, and more against teams, Green Bay, Seattle, that spread you out and throw it a little bit. That's going to be the better matchup for their defense, in my opinion. So you've got a team like that this week. You look at the red zone offense, 17th. Goal to go, 21st. Time of possession, 15th. What do the Redskins struggle with? Getting off the field.
Getting off the field, yeah.
Teams that run the ball and stay on the field. Seattle is not that team. So from a defensive standpoint, The one area where I'm really concerned for them right now, Danny, is you mentioned the off-schedule play, and I think you're 100% correct, by the way. Russell Wilson just extending plays and making plays with his feet, pulling the Carson Wentz, the Dak Prescott. I mean, they have been so bad at that. So he's going to cripple them once or twice per half, probably. Somewhere between two and four times, five times in this game, where everything breaks down and he just makes a play with his feet, either keeps it and scrambles or throws the ball afterwards. But I feel better about their defense against Seattle's offense because of that matchup I talk about, what they do well and what they don't, than the Redskins' offense against Seattle's defense. Because herein lies the problem. Are you going to be able to protect Kirk Cousins? They're only middle of the pack in sacks, believe it or not, but they're top 10 at generating interceptions, which normally comes from pressure.
Mm-hmm.
16th defensively, not very good. I think they're a little bit overrated, kind of more name value than production this year. 26th against the rush, 11th against the pass. And here's where the matchup goes well for Seattle. What are the Redskins better at, running the ball or throwing the ball?
Throwing the ball.
Seattle, way better defensively stopping the pass.
Yeah, they're epically good at it, and they have been.
Not very good stopping the run. Guess who else wasn't? Dallas.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
What did we say last week? Well, run it on them. You can run it 25 times, control the clock, stay on the field. They could not run against the Cowboys at all.
If on rotation the Redskins got to play the 32nd-ranked rush defense every week, they still wouldn't be able to run the football. Nothing matters about them running the ball. The health of the offensive line or non-health, they cannot run the football. It is a broken item.
They've been about
list.
50-50 at running the ball when healthy. I mean, they're not consistent, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But there is a Rams game in there. There are games where they run it pretty well. Kansas City, they did a decent job when they were running the football. Rob Kelly before the injury in the first half of a game had almost 90 yards at one point. And so with health, they got a chance to do it. To your point, without health, they have no chance. I don't care if you're playing the 30th, 31st, 32nd run defense, it's just not going to happen. So I think the matchup does not bode well when they've got the football. I don't know how you're going to protect Kirk Cousins and keep him clean. I don't know how you're going to keep from turning the ball over against a team that generates plenty of interceptions. And I don't know how you're going to run the ball to stay balanced.
This is a disaster in waiting. And here's what Seattle's going to do. They're going to clutch and grab and hold. That's what they do. They play bump and they get in your face. And they always lead the league in secondary penalties. Always. Because they know eventually the refs are going to get tired of throwing the flags. You're not going to call everything. They'll give up a few of those defensive holding, automatic first down, and they go contact, automatic first down. They're not going to get every
call. Okay, then should you take some shots downfield to Doxson and Pryor, knowing you might get a PI?
It's a great idea, but you want to block it up while Michael Bennett gets some full steam against that offensive line? Well,
move the pocket, play action boot.
Maybe. I guess you have to. You got to find some way to get the ball down the field. They're going to sit, whereas I don't think Dallas can. I don't think the Eagles could. I don't think most teams that you play against, frankly, can sit on some of that short stuff. But I could just see them tormenting the Redskins, trying to go 5 yards down the field to Jamison Crowder, Jordan Reed, if he plays. It looks like he may not. Vernon Davis and company. I think you've got to find a way to get the football down the field. Houston did it. They blocked the thing up, and it was downfield to Will Fuller. Downfield to Will Fuller. It was Deshaun Watson moving around, patting the football a couple times, down the field. And that sounds crazy when Earl Thomas is back there. No, he may or may not play this week. That's up in the air.
Sounds like he won't, which will be a godsend.
It would certainly help you. But goodness gracious, you're telling me the recipe to beat Seattle is to throw it deep? Yeah, actually, I think it is. I think it's the only way to soften what they do.
Well, do you agree with me at all, though? I want to go back to the original point of the segment. Do you agree with me at all that Seattle is not quite as good as everyone's making them out to be right now? Or do you think they are? I know you're saying they're number two in the NFC, and I think they're in the running for that. But the NFC's not good. There aren't good teams in the NFC.
Yeah, early on you go, this isn't right, but this is what they've done. I think now they've found it.
Okay, so here would be the best way to describe it.
Okay.
One out of a 10. 10 is a, wow, this is could be a 16-0 team, and one is just the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
What are they?
7. They're flawed and wrinkled, but they're better than most teams.
Okay, that's about what I think. Yeah. I guess my point is the narrative that the Redskins cannot win this game is incorrect. It's just going to be tough, and I think mainly because of the injuries and the fact that it's in Seattle. If they played here this weekend, I wouldn't pick them before I see who's going to be back in, but I would pick a very close game. I just think Seattle is not as good as they're made out to be. However, at 5-2, they're getting right real quick.
Yeah.
And this is not the best time to be playing them, let alone
in
their health, meaning now it's a terrible time to be playing them. Download the all-new radio.com app. Listen to Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, anytime, anywhere you are listening to The Fan. Our double play coming up at 11:45. Sean O'Hara around the NFL next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.